you're a professional brewer looking to improve your beer quality, fix consistency issues, or scale up production, how do you actually learn what you need to know to succeed? Do you hire a brewery consultant to come in and show you what to do? Do you invest the time in getting a formal brewing education? Or is there a better way, one which actually helps you apply real systems that you can install on your own brewery floor? In this episode of Quality Focus Pro Brewers, we're breaking down the pros and the cons of hiring a brewery consultant, getting a formal brewery education, or joining a coaching program like the Rockstar Brewer Academy. So if you're serious about leveling up your pro brewer game, hit that like button, consider subscribing, and let's get brewing. G'day brewers, welcome to the Quality Focus Pro Brewers podcast. My name is Hendo and I am a pro brewer coach from the Rockstar Brewer Academy. Thanks for tuning in today. It's great to see you. Today, I wanted to talk about something, a little bit of misconception actually, about what it is I actually do at the Rockstar Brewer Academy and furthering your education and the different ways in which you can go about expanding your brewing skills and that sort of thing. But first, I want to say, g'day, Edzie. What's been going on in your world lately?
Hey, mate. It's beer judging, COVID, and back at work. So it's a bit of a crazy couple of weeks, but I'm happy to be back at work. I can smell and get and taste again. And yeah, I'm glad I got COVID after the beer judging, not before.
You've had a literal whirlwind of the last couple of weeks or so with the Royal Queensland Beer Awards, followed by COVID, followed by a cyclone and flooding and torrential rain hitting Brisbane. It's been mad, hasn't it?
It's been the whole gambit of everything. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to this week being normal, somewhat.
Good, excellent. I'm glad to hear, mate. Let the dust settle.
That's right.
All right. So, brewing education, mate. That's what I thought we'd talk about today.
Well, mate, you're unique in this situation in that you have been a consultant, you are a coach, you also do teacher course. I took said course. So, yeah, you probably jump in and out of these roles as well as blend them quite often. How do brewers know what they need and who to reach out for?
So When you're a professional brewer, there's going to be a point in your brewing career. Now, you might work for another brewery or you might own your own brewery and be the head brewer and that sort of thing. But there's going to be a point in your history where you're going to want to level up your skills and your knowledge, right? And there's a few different options with regards to how you can level up your skills and your knowledge. And the whole reason for recording this podcast with you today is that I read all the comments that get posted that on social media, on Facebook and Instagram and that sort of thing. And there is a very well-known, I do my best. But there is a very well-known person in the industry out of the US who I know and respect, who is an editor of a very well-known magazine, who saw one of my Facebook ads for the Rockstar Brewer Academy and made some comments that sort of showed that this person didn't understand as to what the Rockstar Brewer Academy was about. So what I wanted to talk about today was, when it comes to the point that you want to get a formal education, not a formal education, but if you want to level up your skills and your knowledge, I guess there's three ways in which you can do that. The first way that you can do it is you can go and hire a consultant to come into your brewery. The second way is that you can go and get a formal brewing education. And the third way is pro brewer coaching, which is what I do at the Rockstar Brewer Academy. And as you said, I do all three. I very seldom consult anymore, but I still teach brewing at a local technical college here in Brisbane, Australia. And of course, my main line of work is running the Rockstar Brewer Academy. I think every brewer gets to a point where they recognize that there's not a problem, but that they know that they need to level up their skills and their knowledge in the brewing profession. And there gets to a point where if you're relying on trial and error, so if you're brewing batch after batch after batch and trying something every time you brew a batch of beer and it's not working out, that's not really going to be very time efficient. You may be a professional brewer who is either experiencing some quality issues or trying to solve some quality issues, whether that's something that's really minor or a major fault or recall product or something like that. Things like fermentation issues, haze, carbonation, all that sort of thing. And every brewer gets to the point where they recognize that they need help, but don't know the right course of action. A very, very common thing to do is to do lots of internet research. You can go and read lots of books. You can go and ask a local friendly brewer from your local industry and that sort of thing. And there's lots of ways that you can go about expanding your knowledge. But today, I just wanted to dive into those three things, which is either hiring a consultant, going and getting a formal brewing education, or doing some professional brewer coaching and that sort of thing, and discuss the differences between them.
I mean, obviously, you've got all these three different ways to learn. How do brewers know what they need? Like, a good consultant would say, no, you don't need me. What you need to do is... A consultant's pretty quick, right? Able to assess and know things. But also you as a teacher, like, you can't always, if someone comes to you with a problem, you go, mate, have you ever learned to brew properly in a professional setting? Like, there's all these variables, right? It's not just a one and done. There's an approach. You need to ask a few questions to validate where they're at.
Yeah, exactly.
Where do brewers go to get this stuff? Like, what do they do?
Yeah, I think the three considerations that you've got to really think about when you are going to go down the path of expanding your brewing technical knowledge is, the first thing is urgency, right? So do you need something that's a real quick targeted fix, or do you need something that's more of a long-term knowledge and long-term support and that sort of thing? The second thing that comes into play is your budget, all right? And that's definitely something that you have to take into consideration. A lot of breweries out there don't have huge budgets, unless you're perhaps one of the big production breweries and that sort of thing. And then the most important, and I think the one that's most personal, is everybody has a different learning style.
Yeah.
And so, are you a brewer who prefers to learn stuff hands-on? Are you a person who prefers someone to actually tell you what to do? Or are you a brewer who decides that, okay, give me the framework of what works, give me a system, and I'll go and install it in my own brewery and that sort of thing? It's important that as a professional brewer, you consider all three of those things, because if you don't make the right choice, then you're going to either waste time or waste money, or pursue an option that doesn't actually solve the fundamental problem.
I think too, like, in your budget, like what you can afford, I think there's also time needs to be included in that budget, because what time can you afford to give to solving these issues yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. All three of those options, consultant, course, or coaching, that they all have different time investments that are required, different budgetary investments that are required, and different styles of transferring knowledge. All three need to be taken into consideration.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's start with one, consultancy, for example. What are the biggest advantages, or what can you see of why a brewer would take this route?
Yeah. Have you seen Pulp Fiction?
Oh, a long time ago. I can quote all the things.
Yeah, a long time ago. Yeah. You know how they had, like, what was it, Vincent Vega? He had that, they accidentally shot the guy in the back of the car, and they called in the wolf, and he came and solved the problem really, really quickly. That's how I look at brewery consulting and brewery consultants and that sort of thing. Now, look, straight up, I do occasionally do brewing consulting, which is basically one-to-one. I'll come into a brewery, solve targeted problems and all that sort of thing. And in the case of the wolf out of Pulp Fiction, usually a consultant will come in to solve a specific problem. Now, your specific problem might be, I've just bought all of this brand new brewing equipment and I don't know how to put it together or operate the equipment. Call in a consultant. They're very well versed in lots of different types of equipment, and they will get you up and running really, really quickly. The second scenario is if you have something that's really urgent. Okay, so let's say you've got major contamination issues across multiple batches of beer, and for the life of you, you can't find where this source of the contamination is coming from, then a consultant is definitely the way to go. Perhaps you're a growing brewery that's having some very rapid growth, but there are bottlenecks in your production process, in your systems, in your equipment, or something like that. A consultant, again, could come in and take that sort of targeted one-on-one approach and bring some really deep technical expertise to the table to solve specific problems quite quickly. But the thing is that when you go down the path of hiring a consultant, because it is one-on-one, and I can attest to this because when I do one-on-one consulting, it's expensive.
Yeah.
So the thing is, the reason why I don't do it very often is that it's not particularly efficient for me. And so the thing is that I can get economies of scale and pass on savings by running a coaching program. But when I go and do consulting, yes, I will come and solve a specific problem in your brewery, but when you want 100% of my attention, then there's a cost associated with that. And sometimes that's not appropriate, particularly for smaller breweries and that sort of thing. You might find as well that it might be a short-term fix. Okay, so if you hire a consultant, they come into your brewery, they have a very targeted remit of what they're there to achieve, and then they leave, well, then you're back on your own again.
Yeah.
Right? And you as the head brewer have to go and maintain and keep that momentum going after the consultant leaves, right? The other thing with consultants is it is short term. There's no long term learning there. They're usually there to solve a specific problem. It's commission the brewery, troubleshoot my packaging line, solve my contamination issue. Where's my diastaticus coming from? Whilst the consultant will give you that sort of short-term guidance and very deep technical knowledge, it doesn't really cover things that go around longer-term and holistic improvements to your brewery.
So let's go to the next one, like doing a brewing course or some sort of formal education. What is great about it, and then what can be some challenges or pitfalls? As you said, you were my teacher. I've done that. You're my mate, and you're not my coach, you're not, you know, a consultant to me. So what's doing a brewery course going to do?
Yeah, look, getting a formal education, to be honest with you, I 100% recommend that at some point in every professional brewer's career that they go and get some formal education, right? I have a formal education. I've got a postgraduate degree out of Federation University in Ballarat, Australia, which I completed 15, 16 years ago, and it was great, right? There are a lot of other options out there. You can do technical college like you did that I'm a teacher of, where you go and get, it's basically operator training at a technical college. I was actually over in Toronto in January last year, saw Kyle from one of the previous episodes, and at the time he was a teacher at Niagara College, just outside of Toronto. Funnily enough, it was at Niagara, about 5 minutes drive from Niagara Falls. You can do things like IBD, Institute of Brewers and Distillers. UC Davis have a great program. Cornell University, Siebel Institute, if you want to go down the path of the private universities. If you go to Europe, you can go and do VLB out of Berlin or Domans. And I know a lot of peers in the industry that do have a formal education. And I 100% would recommend at some point in your brewing career that you go and get a formal education. What's good about it is that it's structured learning, okay? You're going to learn about the chemistry and the biology and fermentation control. And if you go do your IBD, and if you go down the path of getting your diploma and the Master Brewer program, you're going to go into engineering. You're going to dive deep into packaging, equipment, and all the other things that a brewery can do. You can go and learn about it. The really cool thing about going and getting a formal education is you get the certificate at the end of it. Like, have a look at that, right? So I've got, there's my postgrad degree there, and then there's my certificate for my teaching ticket and that sort of thing. Get the ticket, get the certificate. They're recognized within the industry. And if you are a brewer who is an employee, right, and you want to lift your skills and you want to make the leap to another brewery and enhance your job prospects, increase your wage, all that sort of stuff, do it, right? Yeah. It's so important, right? They go really deep, like a formal education will go really deep into the scientific foundation of brewing. But what it doesn't do is it doesn't speak to troubleshooting individual problems you might be experiencing on a day-to-day basis. But some of the cons are it's expensive, again, and it's also very time-consuming. Even if you're doing something like the IBD General Certificate of Brewing, right, which is like the foundation program, like I recommend you go do it. But the thing is that kind of learning is self-paced. You've got to have the discipline to spend time,
yep,
to study, to get ready for the exams, all that sort of stuff. You might go and study full-time. Like you studied part-time, yep, and that took an entire year. Whereas if you go and study full-time, then you need to extricate yourself from your brewery. If you own your brewery, you're running the business, yeah, right? You may not have the time to be able to dedicate to full-time study. You may not have the time to even be able to dedicate to part-time study. Yeah. And that's the real challenge there. The other thing is that when you came and did the course at TAFE Queensland, where I was your teacher, right, it was vocational education and training at this, which is basically what you get at a technical college, which means that it's broken down into skills and knowledge. So the technical college was basically the knowledge was learning the theory, and the skills was actually getting into the teaching brewery and actually making some beer.
Yeah.
If you do something like IBD, there is no skills, right? It's only knowledge.
Yeah.
Okay. And so it can be very heavy on the theory, but very light on the practical implementation of stuff that you can actually go and do in your brewery, like in a real world environment. And probably the last thing, you know, related to the time is that you're not going to see immediate results. So as you're going through the process of studying, you're getting your formal education, there's going to be a lot to take in, and it's going to take a while for you to process and ultimately click to get to go, oh, I should try this in the brewery, or I should try that. And your formal education is detached from the specifics around the equipment in your brewery.
Yeah.
So it's because a formal education has to be broad and generalized to the typical brewery, right? Which is fine. It has to be that way. Obviously, you can't tailor it. Every brewery is different and that sort of thing. But you've got to then go through that process of applying that general theory and going, here's my equipment in my brewery. How do I apply that and make these improvements and that sort of thing?
I reckon that's probably one of the biggest ones too. If you're coming out of a brewery to go and learn in another brewery, the equipment is like so different. You're used to your equipment, how it all works, and you're there, as you said, to solve a problem if that's what you've gone there to learn. And yeah, and then the equipment that at the training brewery might be either way better or not be as advanced as what you've got. And you're like, that puts you more at a disadvantage because then you're just confused and you're trying to get back to what you're learning.
Yeah, exactly. You've seen this yourself though, because you came to the technical college and you successfully completed the course, and now you're working at Hiker, even though Dan's like the head brewer there and that sort of thing. Now you find yourself in a brewery that was completely different to the teaching brewery. And it takes a bit of time to get up to speed to go and apply those things. And that can be a real challenge.
Yeah, definitely. Now, coaching, are you just like Coach Byrne out of Remember the Titans, or like you come in with a t-shirt that says coach on it, or yeah,
I think we need to unpick this, because I think that coaching in the professional brewer space is pretty new. Well, it's new to a lot of people. If you're listening to this podcast, you probably never heard of professional brewer coaching before, and you might not know what it is. But the thing is that I've been a professional brewer coach for 7 years now, and I love it, right? So how does coaching differ to either hiring a consultant or going and doing a course and getting a formal education. The key thing is that anyone who comes and joins us at the Rockstar Brew Academy and decides that coaching is the right way that they want to learn, it's assumed that you already know how to brew.
Yep.
Okay. If you don't know how to brew and you go and book a calibration call with me and that sort of thing, and you actually say on the calibration call, oh, I've never brewed before, I don't know how to brew, I can't help you.
Yep.
Okay. So it's implied that you already know how to brew.
Yeah, you're not
you have a desire to be able
to teach them the basics of all.
No, absolutely not.
Yep.
When you were doing when you're at the technical college, I taught you how to brew.
Yeah. Yep.
Right? We learned the theory around it and all sorts of stuff. That doesn't happen at the Rockstar Brew Academy. I don't teach you how to brew.
Yeah.
I already assume that you know how to brew, but you have a desire to want to be able to brew well.
Yeah.
And so what we focus on with coaching is we focus on implementation of different systems that are going to help you to make better beer, right? You get actionable steps. It's like, basically, you'll go and consume some of the learning content, and you'll walk away from watching a 60, 90 minute video and go, I need to go and do this in my brewery, and then I'm taking that next step on the thing that I need to. It's going to take my beer to the next level. The great thing about it is it's fast, right? Is it's really fast. Everyone who joins the Rockstar Brew Academy goes through a foundation program, which you can complete in as little as 60 days. And it's called Beer Quality Bootcamp. And we cover off the basics of setting up a really basic quality system in your brewery. You already know how to brew.
Hey.
You've already got a great recipe, but what happens is your brewers can get in this doom loop of going and doing a bit of Google research and going, oh, if I dry hop at this time, then I'm going to get more hop aroma. And then they go and do the thing and it doesn't work out. And then they spend all that time with waiting for that batch to complete and all this piecemeal stuff. Whereas with Beer Quality Bootcamp, we go, let's look at defining your beer quality. Let's look at your water chemistry. Let's look at your CIP. Let's look at how you run a brew day to make sure that you can run the perfect brew day every time. How do you minimize dissolved oxygen? How can you get your carbonation consistent and fast? Those are systems that you go and install that in your brewery and it's done and it works. Unlike it's really interesting. The reason why I came up with the idea of the Rockstar Brewer Academy was actually from consulting.
Yep.
Came to the realization that I was doing all of this one-on-one consulting in all these different breweries, and I was repeating the same thing. Like I had a quiver of knowledge that I would just walk into a brewery and I'd pull out, and I realized that I was just saying the same things over and over again, and these breweries were paying for it,
yeah,
through the nose for it. And I said to myself, there's a better way that we can do this, that more brewers can get the benefit of it. And so that's why I came up with the Rockstar Brewer Academy. Because it is group coaching, all of a sudden my economies of scale, my efficiency goes up, and that means that the cost comes down significantly.
Yeah.
And the other thing that the coaching program does over and above a consultant or a course is there's ongoing support. So I don't walk into your brewery, bark out orders, tell you what to do, and then out the door I go. There's ongoing support because continuous improvement in a brewery and as a professional brewer is just that. It's continuous. It's a journey, not a destination. And so coaching gives you that ongoing support. I was talking to Chris from Eclectic Brewing down in Adelaide the other day. And he's been a member now for a little over 12 months, I think.
Yep.
And he said to me, he said, since joining, I've never had to go to Google to get an answer.
Nice.
All the answers are here.
Yep.
And probably the most important thing as well with coaching is that it's a community.
Yeah, right? A lot of camaraderie.
All of the members of the Rockstar Brewer, 100%, yeah, all the members of the Rockstar Brewer Academy, where, like, there's this, it just, sometimes it really annoys me that, like, brewers can be really secretive with their little tips and tricks and all that sort of thing. And we don't do that at the Rockstar Brewer Academy. It's like we operate on this rising tide lifts all boats. We've got an amazing community. We've got a private Facebook community. We post photos of beers when we make a good batch, or if we fuck up a batch, we'll post a beer going, oh, I messed up the haze in this, and people will chime in and offer tips. It's very different to, say, the public forums, the public pro brewer forums that you can go to, where if you ask a question, you don't know who they are.
Yeah.
And you'll get six different answers, and everyone says, my way is the right way to do this in your brewery. And if you don't do it my way, it's shit. we don't do that in our community. And that's and so that's what I think is really key. And so that's basically the three pillars of coaching a coaching program like the Rockstar Brewer Academy is coursework, coaching, and community.
Yeah.
There's loads of modules with systems that you can just go off the shelf and install and it's done.
Yeah.
Whether that's your water chemistry or carbonation or standard operating procedures or starting your sensory program or repitching yeast, all these things all exist in the Rockstar Brewer Academy. Right?
Yep.
You don't need to do the research. It's done for you. The coaching is we catch up on Zoom twice a month as a group, and we check in on our wins, and we share our wins, and we share our L's, and we then ask questions. We have a Q&A session. So if you've got this burning question, don't run to Google, run to the community. And then the community itself, if you've got a random question you just want to ask, put a post in the Facebook community. Because it's a paid community, people behave differently.
Yeah.
Right. We respect that every brewer is different and has different ways of learning. We respect that every brewery has different equipment, right? You're never going to hear anyone in the community say to another member of the community, oh, your haze is bad. Oh, you need to go drop 150 grand on a centrifuge. Sorry, mate. Because you got what you got as far as your equipment goes.
Yeah.
So each member of the community is empowered and is in control of their own destiny. Right? And the community, and myself included, we're a guest. We'll give you the frameworks and you decide how you implement the stuff. And that's what's really cool. But here's the thing is that coaching might not be right for you. So the thing is that if you want to go down the path of coaching, you have to be self-motivated, right? You've got to want to make your beer better and you've got to want to put in the time.
Yep.
All right. Now, because the thing is that if you want someone to come into your brewery, wave a magic wand and then stuff's done, go hire a consultant. That's what they're for. Go pay for it, right? But if you want to go and implement the stuff yourself and get the satisfaction of doing it yourself, you've got to be a little bit motivated. You've got to be prepared to put in the work. Members of the Rockstar Brewer Academy, for example, they know that when they watch some of the coursework videos, they're not on YouTube anymore. You can't just sit there and passively watch the videos and expect the thing to happen in your brewery. You got to do some work, right?
Yep.
And so in each of the modules, there's a template of something to implement. And the really good news is that you can watch the video and you can have the template on the other screen. And by the time you finish watching the video, you can watch along and actually implement the stuff while you're watching the video. And it's done. You then walk out onto the brewery floor and go make it happen. But the thing is, right, is that as far as the time commitment goes, 1 to 2 hours a week is enough. If you can dedicate just 1 to 2 hours a week to learning in a coaching program, you're gonna have great results, really great results, right? But your result is going to depend on what you go and implement, okay? And you can't have that attitude of being resistant to change.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we're not doing this because that's the way we've always done it. You've got to be open to trying new things and acting.
Well, I think regardless of whether you're being coached or coursed or consulted, you need to be able to have change. That's a huge...
Oh, 100%. Exactly. Whatever path you choose, you already acknowledge that change is something that's going to need to happen in your brewery.
You're wanting some knowledge. As you said, man,
And skills.
Yes, that's it. You've been
doing this a knowledge lot, and skills.
A long, long time, and you've worked with a lot of breweries. Have you got any, like, some real-world examples or something that you've made a like a big impact if they've chosen the right path of what they've done, because you've been approached by people, as you said, you've done consulting, you've done all sorts of things. So what's some real world examples
done the right? Probably a common scenario is those who are in brewery build mode and recipe development mode. Okay. So they don't yet have a brewery up and running, but they're late in the stages of planning and building a brewery. When you get to the point where you've got your premises sorted and your equipment, you've signed the paperwork to order all of your stainless steel and that sort of thing, that's the best time to come and consider a coaching program like the Rockstar Brewer Academy. Brenton from Kickback Brewing down in Aldinga, classic example, is he had spent a lot of time designing brewery. He got his premises sorted out in Aldinga. He'd signed on the dotted line to order a brewery and brew house and tanks and all that sort of stuff out of China. And then he reached, and he had to wait the 26 odd weeks that it takes to get stainless steel fabricated out of China and shipped. And so during that time, he dove into recipe development mode. So he wanted to work out what his core range of beers was going to be. And so he dived into all of the recipe development and stuff like that. And that's when he actually reached out to me. It was perfect timing.
Great.
And so whilst he was pilot brewing, we put him through beer quality boot camp, and he actually implemented a professional level beer quality system in his brewery. He'd only had a home brewing background. He'd never brewed commercially. He knew how to brew.
Yep.
And he knew how to brew well, but he realized that once you start exchanging beer for dollars, your relationship with your drinker, it changes, right?
Yeah.
So we put him through beer quality bootcamp. Then his stainless steel arrived. He actually disappeared and went and commissioned his brewery and that sort of thing. And then he flung open the doors, and his beer was so popular that he ran out of beer 2 weeks after opening. And then he got ongoing support afterwards, because he jumped on the forum and he said, on the Facebook group, and he said, Hendo, I'm running out of my biggest selling beer, which is my lager. And we went backwards and forwards, and I asked him a few questions about his scenario and that sort of thing. And turns out it was a water chemistry change that brought an 8 week residence time beer down to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he's making money. Probably I would say another one would be someone like probably Mario. He's in Ecuador, and his brewery had already been running for a couple of years, and he came and joined us. And for him, as I said, everybody goes through beer quality bootcamp, because we implement some fundamental stuff, right, that gets the quality system sorted. But once you've got quality sorted, the next thing you need to look at is efficiency, because you're running a business and it's very capital intensive to run a brewery, right? Yeah. So here in 2025, you got to do that shit well. You got to do that shit well, or you're broke and you're done, right? And so once you finish beer quality bootcamp, we have the next level. That's level one. Level two is called the Brewery Optimization Accelerator. And what it does, it takes some of that fundamental work that you do in beer quality bootcamp and actually levels you up to make your beer not only better, but cheaper. Right. So to give you some examples is brew house efficiency, right? We did an episode on that a while ago. And so you can go through and install a system to monitor and measure and increase your brew house efficiency and know what you need to do to make it happen. And the numbers speak for themselves. If your typical brew house gets about 70% brew house efficiency, but after you implement the system in the maximized brew house efficiency module, you'll go to around 90%, and it only costs you about $80 for a set of sieves to go and check your mill gap and all that sort of stuff. And then to go from 70% to 90% on a 10 hectolitre or 10 barrel brew house means that you're getting an extra 250 litres or 2.5 barrels of wort for the same amount of raw materials. Now think of what that 2.5 barrels and the time, and think about what that 2.5 barrels or 250 litres of liquid is worth over the bar in your tap room.
Yeah.
Per brew, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's huge. Per brew. It's not just that one time. It's that ongoing.
It's not that one time. It's every time. The other thing that Mario went to implement as well is we have a really good module on how to implement selective use of enzymes in the brewing process, right? Enzymes are a process aid. They're completely normal. In fact, we'll probably do an episode about that in the future.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Enzymes.
And enzymes do some awesome stuff, right? So Mario cut his tech residence time by about 3 or 4 days for his American ale ferments by using the ALDC enzyme. He decreased his dry hop by 20% by using certain enzymes. That's what you need to do. This is what it's not that the big boys do it, because the macro breweries generally don't do dry hop beers, but you've got to have that approach of optimizing. Oh, and the last thing that he did was he went and did the level 3. It's not a course, but it's like a whole bunch of modules. And level 3 is all about yeast husbandry, right? So he was using dry yeast, single pitch, yep, chucking it out at the end, and then next brew would be putting fresh dry yeast in and chucking that out and that sort of thing. And that's really expensive. Like brick of lager yeast these days can cost you up over $150.
Yeah. Yeah,
one brick, and you got a, and that's a 500 gram brick, and you got to pitch 100 grams per hectoliter, 100 grams per barrel. That means that, like, for a 50 liter keg of beer, you're talking $15 just in yeast costs.
Yeah,
and so the level 3 is called practical craft brewery yeast husbandry, and what that does, it teaches you all the things so you can repitch yeast with confidence, without the fear of contaminating from one batch to the other. And if you apply the simple things around that, you can bring your yeast cost down to about 40 cents a keg.
Yep.
Like, that's over a 90% saving. It's wild. And your beer is going to be better for it. And these are systems that are there. They exist. If you want to do X, go and implement that. Mm. And it's done. I love it.
Is that one of the signs that you think that a brewer realizes that they need some extra education, that they're... Like, it's not necessarily they're just making faults. It's just sometimes it's just that lack of, like, man, I don't know how to make a hazy haze. I don't know how to make a Pilsner perfectly crystal clear, right? Like, all of these little things. Is that what you find when brewers are like, I don't know how to do that? As soon as you start Googling a problem and you're getting those 6 answers, is that where you're like thinking? That's where you should be thinking, right?
Exactly. Whatever path you as a professional brewer choose to do, whether you go consultant or course or coaching, you have to weigh up, all right, what is it I need? For a lot of people who join the Rockstar Brewer Academy and go down the path of coaching, what they do is they usually find that they're Googling for stuff and they're presented with too many options and a lot of misinformation out there, which leads to that brewer bringing a lot of misinformation into the brewery, implementing the stuff that they Googled.
Yeah.
And
without any knowledge of whether
and then and wondering why it doesn't fucking work.
Yeah.
Right? If Google had the answers, every brewery would be making amazing beer.
Yeah.
End of story.
Yeah. Right?
But it doesn't, because there's a lot of noise out there, and you can cut through the noise. If you want the targeted stuff, that's what a coaching program does. It just gives you the targeted knowledge, get the knowledge, install it, get the system, install it, and it's done. And it takes the guesswork out, and it's follow the bouncing ball. It's like, do this, do this, do this, do this, and you will be making world-class beer. And the proof's in the pudding. Last episode was with Dean from Psycho Susie's Brewing, and he got a gold medal and quite a few silvers and that sort of thing. And at the same competition at the Royal Queensland Beer Awards, we had two brewers that won trophies, Reese and Dwayne, won trophies in that competition. We've got members of the Rockstar Brewer Academy who have done VLB and also have World Beer Cup medals up their sleeve. You can't do it. And they're complementary to each other. And that's what I think is really cool.
And for any brewers that are listening, if they want to get the knowledge and that sort of stuff, what's the first step that they should take?
The process that you should take is just take a step back for a second before you decide which of the 3 ways you want to go. They are all good, right? Believe me when I tell you that I do all 3 of those things, coaching, consulting, and coursework as a teacher, they're all good.
Right? And they're all complementary.
And they're complementary, exactly, right? And so the first thing you need to do is identify the problem. Is it something you need a targeted fix for, or is it something that you realize that continuous improvement and long-term support is something that you want, or is it something where you prefer to get hands-on and learn the theory and that sort of thing? Think about your budget, okay? What sort of investment are you willing to make in yourself and in your business in order to get those continuous improvement outcomes, okay? Again, that's related to time. If you want to spend the money and get a quick fix, cool. With some one-on-one stuff and a targeted problem, cool. If you want to install systems and get a quick fix and do it at a lower cost, cool. Coaching might be a thing. If you want to learn all the theory, cool. Right. The thing is that go and talk to some other brewers, right? Go talk to your industry peers. What do they do? Don't talk to the brewers from the breweries that you really admire and respect and go, well, what did they do? If you want to speak to some of the members of the Rockstar Brewer Academy, if you're one of those people, reach out to me. I'll put you in touch with them. They rave about what they're doing there and that sort of thing, right? And I think at the end of the day, you need to weigh up that mix of education, troubleshooting, peer learning, community, formal education, and just work out what's best for you. Now, if you have listened to this and you've gotten some clarity as to what we do at the Rockstar Brewer Academy in the fact that it's not a course and I'm not a consultant, and if you want to go down that path of that interactive learning and industry-proven, award-winning quality systems, you can just go and install a thing in your brewery, come and have a chat to me on a calibration call. Head to rockstarbrewer.com/calibration. Would love to have a chat to you. Calibration call is really cool. It's not a sales call. It's basically, hey man, what problems are you currently experiencing? Is this going to be a good fit for you? If it's not a good fit, I'm going to point you in the right direction. If it is a good fit, we'll talk next steps. But either way, you win, right? And so it takes about 15 minutes. And I like talking to new brewers from all over the world. I love the community. It's really, really cool. Adzi, thanks heaps for having a chat today, mate. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, man. No, it's been good. But I enjoy talking to you and I enjoy talking about all this stuff.
Indeed. Stay safe, mate. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Cheers.